Hey there, ready to dive into the future.
Always up for that.
Today, we're going to tackle how AI is changing, well, everything.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
It really is. We're talking companies skyrocketing to the top of the tech world, tech that feels like it's straight out of a movie. And the thing is, it's all happening right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's one thing to read headlines here and there, you know, but when you really stack up today's news like we have, it really paints a wild picture.
Absolutely. It's like we have these front row seats to a revolution.
I like that.
And speaking of revolutions, let's talk about NVIDIA.
Okay.
Their CEO, Jensen Huang, get this, is now worth more than Intel,
Wow.
the entire company.
Yeah, I saw that. It's over $109 billion.
Mind-blowing.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know what? It goes way beyond just one CEO getting richer. You know, NVIDIA's focus, their laser focus, really, on GPUs, the chips that power AI, is what's making them a titan, a giant in the tech world.
It's like they saw this wave coming, this AI wave, and they didn't just ride it, they built a whole surf empire.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And they're not just riding the wave, they're buying up all the surf shops.
Exactly. Like their purchase of Octo AI, which, for anyone who doesn't know, it's all about giving businesses the tools they need to use AI.
And that's really the key here.
Go
They're
ahead.
not just building the tech, they're positioning themselves to practically own the whole field, you know?
So it's not just about having the most money, it's about having the most influence.
Exactly. What kind of research are they going to fund? What direction are they going to push the whole field? It's a fascinating thing to watch unfold.
It's like they're holding the reins of the AI revolution.
In a way, yeah.
And speaking of wild AI advancements, digital humans,
Oh,
they're
yeah.
officially here. And I'm not just talking about fancy CGI, but actual AI that can interact and learn in real time.
Yeah, this is the real deal. OpenAI
Yeah.
and this startup called Altera, they got together and created these AI agents that lasted for hours in Minecraft tests.
Hours,
So,
hours. That's longer than some people can handle Minecraft.
right? And all that time, these agents were learning and adapting. Just think of the potential.
It's kind of blowing my mind, to be honest. But seriously, what does that tell us? That
Yeah.
AI is evolving at warp speed.
It's a huge leap, definitely. And you have to think about how Altera designed these agents with a brain-inspired approach. So they're not just reacting to code, they're displaying cognitive abilities.
So it's not just mimicking, it's thinking.
In a way, yeah.
So we're talking AI coworkers, unbelievably complex simulations.
This is blurring the lines between like the digital world and the real world in ways we're only starting to even get a handle on.
Okay, now we're going from, wow, that's cool, to, hold on, this is getting real territory. It's kind of freaky, right? Like,
Oh.
what happens when you point all this brain power, all this AI at like the big problems, you know? The ones we haven't been able to solve.
Well, some researchers are doing exactly that.
Really?
Yeah, we found this story about how they're using AI to create new painkillers,
Okay.
ones that aren't addictive. They're tackling the opioid crisis.
That's amazing. But how? I mean, how can AI even wrap its head around something like drug discovery?
So they created this model called Lisa's CPI, and it can analyze how drugs interact with our bodies, but on a level we've never seen before.
Wow.
Like it's going through mountains of data, looking at how drugs, even the microbes in our gut, affect pain receptors.
It's like having an army of tiny scientists working around the clock.
It's powerful stuff.
And speaking of groundbreaking, Meta. Yeah, that Meta, they're in the game too. They've got this AI now that can actually make and edit videos using just text prompts.
Yeah, movie gen. It's like something out of sci-fi.
You just type out what you want to see, and boom, there it is.
Pretty much. Complete with visuals, sound, the whole nine yards. It's going to change filmmaking forever.
And this isn't some far-off thing, right? They're talking about putting it on Instagram next year.
That's the plan.
So anyone could be the next Spielberg with just their phone. It makes you think, though, are we watching the birth of something as huge as like electricity, the internet?
I think so. AI is on its way to becoming what they call a general purpose technology.
What does that even mean?
Think about electricity. We use it for way more than just light bulbs now, right?
Yeah.
It powers our entire world.
Right.
AI is on that same path. It's going to be the backbone of everything we do.
So it's not about faster phones or cooler games. We're talking about a complete transformation of how everything works.
Exactly. And like anything powerful, we've got to be careful, don't you think?
Yeah, totally. We've seen what happens when things go sideways, even with like the AI we have now. Remember that whole deep fake audio mess?
Definitely.
That was crazy.
And as AI gets more complex, so does the potential for things to go wrong.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. We need to understand this technology, the good and the bad.
It's almost like we're looking at this huge wave coming, right? And it's full of, like, incredible potential, but it's kind of scary, too, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What's next? What's the next big thing in this whole AI explosion?
Well, this one might surprise you. We also came across a story about Meta, their AI model, Llama 3.2. It's available on devices now.
Okay.
Offline, even.
Wait, so you're telling me we can have, like, super-powered AI in our pockets and not even need the internet?
That's the idea. And this is bigger than just making our phones a bit smarter, right?
Right.
Think about personalized learning, tools that can help you be more creative.
Yeah.
You could have, like, an AI companion that fits in your pocket. It could help you write, learn languages, you name it, all without needing an internet connection.
Wow. It really seems like every day there's some new breakthrough, something that just blows your mind. And it makes you wonder, what can't AI do?
That's the question, isn't it?
It's definitely a lot to take in.
It is. It really is. But that's why we do this show, why we do these deep dives. If we unpack these stories, break down the details, maybe we can start to understand this whole new world, this world where AI is, like, not science fiction anymore. It's becoming real right in front of us.
And fast.
Exactly.
Well, we've gone from NVIDIA's incredible rise to, like, actual digital humans.
Yeah.
AI that could revolutionize medicine. We even talked about AI companions that fit in our pockets, all in one deep dive. It's clear that the future of AI is being written right now.
Right now, yeah.
And it's up to all of us to keep up, to stay informed. Who knows what incredible advances are right around the corner. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride into the age of AI.